Hello, hello. This is Michelle P.W. And this is the writing tract for the 90-Day Love-Based Goal Circle. Okay, so how this is going to work is this is just training to get you started. And then, so you can kind of start to plan out your 90-day goals with the writing emphasis. And then when you come to the call on January 3rd, as well as when you come to the, Facebook post on the Facebook group and also our other monthly calls, that's when we're going to drill down and you're going to get more, you can ask questions, get more support around it, see if you these are too big or too small, whatever it is. So this is just to get you started so that you can actually start when you're creating your goals, you can actually have your goals created with sort of this, with this writing emphasis. So if you want to write a book in 2018, I personally think a consistent writing practice where even if you're just staring at your project, I mean, it's better if you can actually write every day for 15 minutes, but even if you're just staring at your book for 15 minutes a day or thinking about your book for 15 minutes a day, that's better. And this really does work. This is really how I was able to write my books, was just this consistent working on it every single day, because then, the problem if you just try to like write, 1 or 2 hours a week, there's so much of a break in between writing times that it's really difficult to get back into it. Like you might spend the first 30 minutes even remembering where it is that you were at and what you were going to cover and getting back into the flow. And so then, you're not really accomplishing very much. Whereas if you're just working on it every single day, if you're at least thinking about your project, looking at it, moving forward on some level, even if you're just writing a couple sentences, if you're doing it every day, you don't have to spend that time familiarizing yourself the way you were before. So that's that's why I'm kind of advocating the 15 minutes. Now, to do that to begin with, I find it easier if you can actually create an outline. So or actually you can use the 15 minutes at least initially to even just create an outline. So to me, the way I like to create books, and I think it's easier for a lot of people, is to actually kind of create an outline or a roadmap so you know where it is that you're going. And that way when you're sitting down to write, because I mean, the idea is like, oh, I'm going to sit down and write my book today. I mean, that's really daunting. Then you're staring at your blank page in your Microsoft Word and you have no idea what to write. And that's totally makes sense, because it's really a big daunting project to write a book. And so to just say like, oh, I'm going to start writing, and you have no idea what you're going to write about, is really big. So before you do anything, I think that the first thing to do is to come up with an outline, at least, and it doesn't have to be, if you're not a real detail-oriented person, it doesn't have to be real detail-oriented. You just have to have some some signposts along the way so you know where you're going. So what I would do is I would kind of figure out, so the first thing that you do is kind of figure out sort of the overall structure for your book, and then kind of figure out, you don't have to be specific in terms of chapters, but I would say like at least rough chapter headlines, what you're going to cover in each chapter. And then from there, you can divide up the chapter into more detailed outlines if that would be helpful to you, or you can leave those as more free flow. So start off by just getting an outline together, getting clear on what you want the book to be about and what it's going to cover, and putting all that in place. And the other thing that I do want to say here is that if some of this you're not completely clear about, that's okay. I've done this. In fact, my goals book was like this. I started writing it, and then I never actually had this happen. I mean, my Love-Based Goals was my fifth book and my fifth nonfiction book. And for whatever reason, it just got very it was it got very it didn't come out right. So I was writing it, and then I got about three quarters of the way done and I realized that it wasn't organized properly. So I had to do a massive reorganization project with that and move sections around, and just it was really, you know, it was really strange. And, you know, if you contrast that to my second love-based book, my love-based copywriting system book, that book was really easy. Like, I had a headlines and then features and benefits, you know, I mean, that book was very, very easy to write. That laid itself out. It was very simple. I knew precisely where I was going. There was no organizational problem. But for whatever reason, love-based goals was just all over the place. And then I had to pull it all together at the end and move sections around and do it that way. So I share this with you because I don't want you to think that the outline has to be perfect before you start writing it. It doesn't. You just have to have some thing so that when you sit down to work on it for 15 minutes, you can say like, oh, that's right, I'm writing this today. So just do it like that. Get it something down so you have a roadmap to follow, and then you can start working on, you know, on filling in the content every day when you sit down to write on it. And when you get to the end, You can then, at that point, once you have a rough draft, the first draft, you can read the whole thing, you can reorganize it, you can have an editor go through it and organize it. So it doesn't even have to be you. But that, and in fact, you definitely should have an editor work on it regardless. I have an editor who works on my books with me. But the point is that what I don't want to hold you back is the, you know, wanting something to be perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, most writers have very messy first drafts. So the idea is simply just to start getting something down on paper, get have a map down on paper so you have an outline so you know where you're going, and then just start writing it. And a lot of times with me too, as I start writing it, like the love-based money book, that was a kind of a combination of the two. I didn't have nearly the organizational things that happened with the goals book, but it was a combination of I had an outline in my head, and then as I wrote it, the outline changed. So that happens too. So that's okay as well. I mean, so I'm sharing this with you so you can see like the different ways of writing it. That I always start with some sort of outline, and then the outline, but I also leave room for the outline to change as the book progresses. So I know where I'm going. So when I'm sitting down to write, I can work on something. I can be writing something down. So I'm not just sitting there going, I don't know what to write about. I have something to work on. And then I have, so I can keep going with it. And then as I'm working on it, then the book can kind of start to take shape, and I can see, you know, if the outline that I came up with is still correct, or if it needs to be tweaked, or however that works. So that's really what I want you to be kind of doing. I mean, what I want you to be doing is carving out 15 minutes a day to work on your book and to start putting together an outline. And we can certainly talk on the in the calls about what that outline is, and see, you know, like, or at least get you started. I mean, we don't have to talk about the whole book, but at least getting enough in place so you can at least start writing something. So, and then as you start writing it and as you start working on it, then it's going to take a life on its own. And I think, and your muse will help, the book will help, the book wants to be written, the book will help shape you. So, it will come together. You just have to kind of get started. And make it as easy as possible to get started. So that is getting started with writing your book. And remember, we will be together again on the January 3rd kickoff call. And we can dig in and see how and make sure that you're kind of set up for success in terms of getting your book. I don't know if you're going to get your whole entire book written in the first 3 months, but getting a really good start and some really good success habits around writing your book so that your book is completed and hopefully even published in 2018. I will see you all later.